Mishnah Beis. Now we're going to give a list of the second category of things that do need machshava. What are the things that do need machshava and hechsher? Achoytach min ha'odom, a person who chops off some flesh or some part of a human being or min behemah from an animal. These are things that generally people do not eat, and therefore you have to designate it to be food. And menachayev, he chops off a piece from a wild animal, menachayev, from birds. That's one group of things that need machshava and tashya. Also, minivlasayev hatomei, a non-kosher bird that died, generally was not eaten, and therefore you need to designate it to be food before it could before you mash it with a liquid in the kabel tuma. And also v'achelev big foreign, that in the fats, certain types of fats in big towns, there were people that would eat these fats. In the little villages, there was a smaller group of people that were consumers over there, and therefore the chelev, which was not the prime cut, would be thrown out. So the chelev, those type of fats in small villages, were also not designated for eating purposes, and you need to have a machshava in order to treat it as food. And also shar kol yagos hasoda, all the different types of wild grasses or leafy vegetables that are generally not eaten, but one can eat them if you want. Chutz mi shmarkoyim upitrius, the two types of wild things that are only grown wild that are considered food. Shmarkon is some type of bitter onion, some type of scallion, and pitrius is mushrooms, edible mushrooms, even though in those days at least people generally did not plant them, they grew in the wild, but since people did eat them, they are automatically considered food and you don't have to have a special machshav. We're going to have a few tanoim that are going to make some exceptions to the rules. It's not clear what all these things are, so I'm not going to translate them, but the general rule of these three opinions are they seem to have been certain borderline plants which they grew in the wild and some people would eat them, but not everybody would eat them. So the question is that enough to be considered that this is naturally considered a food and you don't have to machshava, or you do have to machshava? So Rabbi Yehuda says these krishay sodom, regil, and eitzchalov, these three types of plants also do not need machshava, even though they grow in the wild. Rav Shimon Amar chutz min akovius, he says, and this akovius is a type of plant also that grows in the wild that does not need machshava. Rav Yisrael Amar chutz min aklusin, these type of plants also, since a certain percentage of people eat them, Rav Yisrael held they do not need machshava, they're automatically considered food. Everything else in this list, harei l'tzrichim machshava v'hefsher, in order for it to be considered food, you have to have a machshava to designate it to be food, and also afterwards the liquid has to be put on it.